Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just continue to worship the Lord in here. We believe in miracles because we believe in God. Hallelujah. We need a touch from you, just one touch from you. It's your healing we need today. We need a touch from you, just one touch from you. It's your healing we need right now. God of miracles, God of miracles, miracles we need today. God of miracles, God of miracles, miracles we need right now. We need a touch from you, just one touch from you. It's your healing we need today. Miracles are happening in the room. I recognize one thing about pain. It knows no color. It knows no religion. It's not prejudice. Pain is just pain.
What you gonna do when you don't know who to turn to? And what you gonna say when you don't know what to pray? And where you gonna run when you don't know where to hide? And what you gonna do when the pain just won't subside? Oh,
Well, it's Friday night, everybody, which means that Uplifted Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophet Pace. But instead of Prophet Pace, you got me tonight, Prophet Stacy. Welcome, 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 everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight. I pray that something is prayed on tonight that you will receive into your spirit that changes your life. The first song that I played for tonight was Song of Healing by Prashil Hilliard. The second song was Soul Cry by Juanita Bynum. Now, let me tell you how this works. If you can hear the sound of my voice, if you're listening online and you desire prayer, you know you need prayer. Don't be shy. You still have time to call in. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. For those of you on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio, I will give you an opportunity to receive prayer at the end of what the Lord told me to pray tonight. So fear it, and I will get back to the phone lines at the end. Once again, thank you, everybody. Tonight on Faith on the Line, I'm going to use as a foundational text Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Tonight, the prayer focus is no matter what. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray over everybody that's gathered on tonight, Lord God. I pray over them, Lord God, joining my faith with theirs, believing that no matter what they go through, Lord, they will continue to give you the praise. That your name, Lord God, will continually be on their lips, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of the storm, Lord God, let them still be able to call on you, God, when they feel like they're drowning, like Peter did, Lord God. Let them still be able to call on you, God, because we understand one thing tonight, Lord God, that you are the one that's able to get us through, God. Whatever we're facing, God, you are able to deliver us from it, Lord. You are able, Lord God, to help us pay our bills. You are able, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, deal with that little one, God, that seems unbearable, Lord God. You are the one to help, you are the one that can help us deal with sickness, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that can help us deal with that person that we're having problems with, God. You are the one, Lord God, that can help us deal with issues in our marriage, Lord God. Issues going on in our home, God. The things going on at the school, Lord God. Things going on with our children, Lord God. You are the one, God, that can help us through no matter what, God. Therefore, we continually give your name the praise. It may sound crazy to some, Lord God, that are outside of the body of Christ, but for us, Lord God, we need you, God. Tonight, we call upon you, God, because we need you, Lord. We know that no matter what, God, we need you, Lord. We need you like never before, God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for all those gathered tonight, Lord God. I do believe that they gathered for a reason, God, that you assembled the remnant here tonight, Lord God. I believe that everybody gathered here tonight has one thing in common. We will continually, no matter what, we will praise you because we need you, God. We are people that stand in need of you. We don't stand in need of the president. We don't stand in need of what somebody else can do for us, God, but we need you because you're the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need your strength. We need your grace, and we need your mercy for the things that we are going through in this season, God. It may seem rough, God, to us. Even it may seem broke, God, but we know that you are a deliverer, God. We know that you are a healer, God. Therefore, we believe in you. We believe in you tonight for healing. We believe in you for deliverance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe in you, God, to deliver that person from depression, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, believe in you, God, for delivering that person from blood pressure issues, Lord God. Low blood pressure, high blood pressure, God. We are believing you tonight, Lord God, for delivering that person, Lord God, from birth defects, Lord God, from diseases, Lord God. Whatever disease there is, God, we know that it's under your blood. Therefore, we plead the blood. We plead the blood over dementia, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's trying to come against our mind. We plead the blood. We plead the blood over everything that's trying to come against our sight. We plead the blood. We plead the blood over everything that tries to come against our legs. We will walk. We will hear. We will see. We will speak and speak effectively. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. Lord God, we thank you today. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for even though There's been a lot of issues going on. We thank you, Lord God, that you still got us covered. Therefore, we praise your name, God. You deserve all the glory, all the honor, and the praise, Lord God. We will not get in fear tonight. Our minds feel get in fear. We will not get in doubt. We will not get in fear because all fear is doubt. And all doubt is unnecessary fear. Therefore, we will not enter into that, but we will stay in a realm of peace, knowing that you will guard our hearts and you will guard our mind. Somebody, your heart and your mind is guarded. And as long as you stay in God, stay in his peace. No matter what, don't let anything you and drag you out of his peace. But you stay in his peace. You fight to stay in his peace. You do what you have to do to stay in his peace. And always give his name the glory, the praise, and the honor. No matter what. No matter what. You need God. You don't need what your family members are saying. You don't need what your boss is saying. You don't need what your spouse is saying, your best friend is saying. You need God. You need Jesus in this season like never before. You need that healing power. You need that saving grace that only Jesus can offer, that only God can offer. Therefore, we seek you tonight like never before. We bless you, Lord, at all times. The scripture didn't say good times, bad times, but all times, God, we seek you. We love you. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, even in spite of the things that are going on. God, we know this season is past, and we know that we are coming through to the other side, and on the other side of this is something amazing. Somebody say amazing. It's something amazing, something big, something great, something powerful, God. We thank you for helping us get through this valley, for this valley, for this season. We thank you, Lord God, for helping us get through, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being an unshakable God, unmovable God, and teaching us to do the same. Therefore, God, no matter what, there's nothing that's going to separate us from you. Nothing on this earth can separate us from you. Therefore, God, we press on. We press on. We might have had a hard day and somebody who had to press your way to faith on the line tonight, but yet and still, we press on, God, believing, God, that our miracle is coming. Believing, God, our healing is coming. Believing, God, that thing that we've been waiting on like no other is coming. We thank you, Lord God, for making a way where there seems to be no way, for moving things out the way that only you can move, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for looking up on that elderly person, Lord God, and causing them, Lord God, to return to the person that they used to be. Lord God, we thank you for looking up on that young person, Lord God, their prodigal son, their prodigal daughter, and causing them to return to the person that they used to be. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for doing what only you can do in their lives. Thank you for speaking to them, even though they may not realize that it's you in this season. We thank you for speaking over their lives to them, Lord God, giving them a destiny, God, giving them an assignment, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for putting something on their lives, Lord God, something other than what the word is trying to put on their lives, God. Thank you for moving. Thank you for changing. Thank you for being who you are on tonight. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Now, I don't know what the people gathered here tonight are going through, but I do know one thing. The only thing they need you. Therefore, I cover them. I cover them tonight. I cover them tonight, believing that you'll be with them when they wake up. You will be with them when they go to sleep. You'll be with them when they go out and when they come in. You will be with them. And we thank you. We give you honor and praise for being all that you are, because you are. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We bless you. We praise you. We continue. We continue on. No matter what this journey holds, we continue on, knowing that this is not the end. This is only the beginning, because your name is above every other name. Whatever the devil tries to throw, your name is already above it. And Jesus has already cured that. Somebody, Jesus' name is above that. Whatever you're going through, and his name has already cured that. Somebody needs to receive it. It's already cured. Jesus has already been there and done that. Therefore, we rest confidently in you, and we continue on. We bless you. We praise you. We love you. In the name of Jesus. Somebody receive that. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Get this prayer one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us on tonight. Once again, if you desire prayer, press one on your phone. If you're not on the phone lines, I will tell you in a minute how to contact me for prayer or Bible-based consultation. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining. But I know somebody needs prayer, so I'm going to give you my personal information to get directly in contact with me. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can call 865-408-8690. Again, the number is 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Be sure to join one of us next week back here on prayer with Faith on the Line with Prophet Pate. The time is 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. And you can call by calling the number the minute you call tonight, which is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. If you're following me on social media, there will be a flyer. You will see it. You can find me on social media if you want to follow me, since I brought it up. You can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Satan, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, and be sure to join me on Monday night for Prolific Fire. The time is 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number, 347-426-3talkradio.com/Prolific Fire. The message for Monday will be, don't give up on yourself. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the devil's putting in your head. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. It's a word that you must hear. So join me then. But before that, be sure to come back for prayer Friday night. Until then, God bless each of you. Have a good night.